Well, hi everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and this is Open Wheel Today.
Open Wheel Today is brought to you by TS Alliance, helping to find a cure for tuberous sclerosis.
Tuberous sclerosis complex. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. It affects 50,000 Americans, or 1 in 6,000 births, and over 1 million worldwide are affected by this genetic disorder that causes tumors to form in various organs, primarily the brain, eyes, heart, kidneys, liver, and lungs. The TS Alliance is dedicated to finding a cure for tuberous sclerosis while improving the lives of those affected. For more information, visit tsalliance.org.
This is Billy Pouch, the all-time winningest driver of Flemington Speedway. He was probably one of the better announcers that I talked to, you know. I mean, he seemed to know all the guys that were on the track, all the cars, all the drivers and stuff, and, you know, he's pretty knowledgeable that way. He really knew what he was, you know, what he was talking about, where a lot of guys, it takes them quite a while. I guess being around a long time, too, you kind of know who everybody is, and that's your job. You know, it just comes, you know. Well, I guess, you know, he was there through the whole time. When I started racing there, he was the announcer up till, you know, Flemington closed, and, you know, he pretty well knew my stats and knew all that kind of stuff, and I guess it made it easier for him to ask the right questions. See people that, you know, that you're just used to being around and stuff, and the atmosphere, and then, you know, his voice on the microphone coming over the PA system, you know, it was just a certain atmosphere, you know, and he always seemed to, I don't know what to say and the right things to say and the right questions to ask.
Hi, my name's Sammy Beavers. I did my started my racing at Flemington Speedway, and Bill Singer was the announcer there. And I tell you, Bill Singer kind of put hearts in my throat sometimes the way he would talk. He would come up with names with drivers and everything else. I happened to be slamming Sammy Beavers, and there was sideways Stan Pulaski and all kinds of names down there, and he had a voice of voices. And he brought the people's attention. If there was nothing going on, he brought people's attention. Bill Singer was one heck of a guy. He was one of his own, and I was proud to be one of the racers that he could talk about, and he actually made me a lot bigger than I ever was. It was just the way he was, and Bill Singer would make announcements, and it was just on the races, and he would make the race a heck of a lot better than I thought the race would be, and he made me proud of different things that I accomplished, and he would come to the Matheny thing. I had a cerebral palsy, crippled children thing, and he would come there and announce for free, and he had everybody's attention there and everything else. And we'd go down to Bridgeport, and Bridgeport didn't have too much of a crowd, but when Bill Singer got down, next thing you know, a couple weeks later, the stands would get full, and it was just the way he would make the announcement, and he would interview you, and he made you feel like he was somebody extra special when he interviewed you. He was one special type of guy, Bill Singer.
Hi, Reverend Dan Chaplin, Flemington Speedway, 1982. Actually gave the invocation at the last race. I'm not sure what year it was. It was a great honor. Bill Singer, there was nobody like him. No announcer like him. He was a true gentleman. One thing I remember specifically about Bill, he always gave me the respect and gave me an opportunity to share. We had a few tragedies at Flemington when I was there, and we did some memorial services and offered up our condolences to the family and so forth. But one thing I remember about Bill, that little cubbyhole up at the top of the covered grandstands. Just a little tiny place, and I was always welcome up there. And I'd climb those stairs, you know, go through the behind the starter stand, walk up those stairs, and walk in. And Bill was always there, giving a kind word. He probably only fit about three people in there, but I was always welcome there. And we shared things. It usually was a busy time for Bill. I hardly ever got up there when he wasn't busy. He was always doing some kind of promotion for our sponsors and talking about about the racers, and it was just he was just a gentleman. And any time I would see him at any motorsports event, he was always cordial and asked me if I wanted to say anything. Bill is truly going to be missed. It was too short. We were just hoping maybe he could get hooked up in another at another racetrack, so he could be doing it more regular than what he was. And he was a statesman. He had his school. He trained others, and he was just a super guy, super gentleman, and always had a story. Always had a story about racing that he would share with us.
Thank you for listening to our tribute to Bill Singer. Have yourselves a great day, everybody. I'm Sean Wood.